Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I wish for a different America. I wish for an America where you could say the word on the radio and fight your coworkers and not get fired. Speaking of that guy.
9.
My imagination most of the time is basically Grand Theft Auto Mushroom Kingdom.
Paige.
I never have been really lonely. I sleep with two dogs and a cat.
Fat Boy.
To you, it's called a Halliburton case. In my world, we call that a lunchbox.
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Let's go to the first anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, good morning.
So you got some.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, absolutely. So, and thanks for waiting through that break. You got a situation you need some advice about. What's going on?
Yeah, I do. So I can't be too specific. I work for a local family owned business. We'll just say construction, be vague here. I've been there about 8 years, and actually my best friend from high school is actually who got me the job in the first place.
Okay.
But it's kind of, I'm in a moral kind of dilemma right now. He's been going through some major tough times, him and his wife, actually.
What kind of tough times?
His wife, I think it was like around September, she lost her job.
Like a financial skid, or just like, well, Murphy's, yeah, Law, well, kind of thing.
It's major. It's major financial after his wife losing the job.
Yeah.
But they've also hit a lot of roadblocks. I mean, the past year going into 2019 has just been real bad. So I know that's been going on, but. What happened is that one of the guys I work with came up to me, and I can only assume that, you know, because, you know, he knows that we've been best friends for years. He's like, hey, your buddy's been stealing from work, and he's lifting this stuff after hours and he's selling it.
Work materials?
He's telling me this, like, I guess he assumed that I would know this, you know, but I'm freaked out about it. I had no idea that my buddy would do this. I also had no idea that it would be this bad, that he would be in this bad of a situation.
So just to follow the bouncing ball here, your best friend from high school got you this job. You've been there 6 or 7, 8 years, whatever you said. And
yeah,
then,
8 years, yeah.
Okay, congratulations. And then this other employee who just assumed you knew mentioned to you casually, hey, you know, your buddy's stealing stuff from work and selling it on Craigslist or whatever. And he just assumed you knew that. You had no idea, huh?
I had no, absolutely not. No. And I would never think that he would do anything like that. You know, it's a family owned business. They treat us really good. And,
you confront him about it? Your buddy, the close friend?
Well, no, that's so this is, so, This is where I'm calling because I don't know what to do. You know, I mean, obviously, I mean, this is he's family to me.
Do you know that it's legit though, or is this just another coworker trying to start problems?
No. So what I did is, you know, he told this was around like, you know, right before Christmas, right? That this other coworker came up to me, so. You know, that kind of, so now he's on my radar. I was just kind of just, you know, trying to, I haven't, you know, didn't know what to do. So just thought I would just see if indeed it was true, because I kind of didn't believe it, you know, right off the bat.
But it was true.
And so it is unfortunately 100% true. And a matter of fact, here's what I did do. I haven't confronted him, but, you know, right before Christmas, I was like, you know, I just kind of, wanted to connect with him and just, you know, checking on him and his family, you know, wishing them, you know, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And I just kind of slipped him, $100.
Damn.
And, you know, just like, hey, you know, Happy New Year.
Is that your way, though, also saying, like, not that you're aware that he's stealing, but kind of like, hey, you know, he's got the angel on one shoulder, the devil on another one. Maybe listen to the angel and do what's right and don't steal.
Yeah. Yeah. That, you know what? That's exactly right. You know, I just, you know, it's like letting him know. It's like, look, you know, hey, you got people that care about you.
Yeah.
You know, things, you know, we all go through some tough times, but, you know, we're taken care of. Right.
Yeah.
And, so I wanted to just kind of let him know that he had a friend in me, and that, you know, if he ever, you know, if he needed to talk, that, you know, it's kind of that thing, you know, leave your ego at the door, you know what I mean? And, you know, because we're friends here, we're family. And,
But has he stolen any more that you know of since you, you know, kind of helped him out a little bit?
Yes. Yeah. And that's kind of where this is essentially why I'm calling now, because I'm kind of at a place where I've got to talk to him, and that's what I want to ask you guys about. Like, I don't know even how to bring up the conversation to him, but I also feel now I'm starting to feel obligated to my boss, you know. And I, you know, the last thing I want to do is
cause problems at work,
get him fired, right? I mean, he can't, you know, I don't want to get him fired. I don't want to get fired myself.
Well, yeah.
But you know, for knowing and then not saying anything, right? That's a whole other level.
God bless. I wouldn't say nothing. I would not say anything. I mean,
the other way.
That's his business. I mean, that's his business. I mean, if it gets to the point where it starts to affect you financially, like the boss says, hey, I'm losing money every month or whatever, then I don't know what he sent, an anonymous email or something, but I would not say, like, if I knew Fat Boy was stealing like Blu-rays from the prize closet.
But what if I got caught? I'd give you up. I'd say you knew.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to say. If you're the plus, are you? I mean, he's obviously been at this job longer than you have, but are you the newest guy there? Because if they start noticing stuff's missing, they're probably going to first look at the newest guy there.
Ooh. Yeah, well, he's been there 7 or 8 years, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we definitely wouldn't be the first people. But the thing is that, you know, I'm not the only one that knows. I mean, heck, I didn't even know until
my
coworker told me. Yeah, he knows.
So he's telling people, you know, like, so what a passive said, way, you know, of what, trying to get it out there.
I told him not to say anything. I talked to him last week. I was like, "What? You know, let me handle this.
Yeah,
you know, just be cool." Because,
but you're cool with your boss, so like you like your boss and kind of respect the business that he's tried to set up.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things, because he has treated us right. Yeah,
God.
So
I still don't think I'd say anything. I'd give it a little more time. I personally speaking. Because eventually he's going to give him enough rope, but then again, if it comes back to get you, then that sucks too.
Yeah.
Oh boy, oh boy. I'm glad all my friends are not. I'm purposefully not friends with thieves. I sleep with them, but I will not be friends with them.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing, though. You would have never guessed. I mean, my buddy, he's straight up guy, and you know, it just.
But he's not.
I think it just goes to show how kind of desperate he is. I didn't realize he would resort to this, but you know.
Well, you got to do what you got to do for your kids, but then you say, "Well, why don't you get a second job or go buy crap. The YouTube is stuff. It's full of videos of people going out on Saturday mornings to garage sales and buying stuff and then selling it for hundreds of dollars on the internet.
Oh, yeah. He's selling stuff at like 50%.
The materials and stuff. Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty bad.
All right. It's not just the, if he's doing that kind of stuff, he's running more of a risk than losing his job.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true.
All right, listen to your radio, if you would. We're going to we're going to take some calls from some folks, and if you need to call back in and set us straight about something, feel free. But otherwise, just listen to your radio. We'll try to get you some advice here, okay?
Okay, yeah. Hey, I really appreciate it, guys.
Hey, you got it, brother. Thank you.
Okay.
You know,
it's a criminal act he's committing.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, should have gave his name.
Yeah, but I.
So I can turn him over for a reward.
I don't know. I think I'd mind my own business. Just me.
What if you own the company?
Well, that would be my business. I wouldn't mind it.
What if everybody's...
That's where that comes from, I think.
The company. You wouldn't have a business.
Silence Golden said
If you own the company and you found out that this guy was stealing, that everybody you worked with knew, would you gut the place and just hire all new people?
Yes.
But then you'd wind up with the same problem, but worse. Right.
Paige ran Enron. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No, but you don't want thieves stealing your profit.
Yeah. Let's talk to John, who has an idea about this. Hey, John.
Hey, man. I was talking to him and giving him a and telling him that he needs to stop because several people have noticed that he's been stealing and all, and that it's going to get back to him and he's going to lose his job. Tell him, give him like time, don't do it anymore. If I see it, I'm going to have to report you or it's going to cost me my job.
But would you do that for, like, if he was your real best friend from high school and stuff and you knew he was dealing with the financial woes and stuff, you would give him that ultimatum, like, I'm going to tell the boss if you don't stop? I mean, seriously.
You know, give him a chance to stop and tell him, you know, if you need help, come to me.
Yeah.
We'll work something out. But don't steal from the work. I mean, that's costing me money because it's costing his job money, so that's hitting my pocket, too. Because if the work gets low, then it's going to come out of my pocket.
You're damn right. Thank you, John. Have a good morning, sir. Yeah, especially in the wintertime, because I imagine construction slows down and it's already hurting first of the year and all that stuff. God, dog it.
Yeah.
That is a moral compass right there. But am I wrong, though, to say that I would look the other way and just mind my own business?
It's kind of sheepish.
It's not sheepish. It's protecting my pack of sheep.
But if you're looking at the morality of it, somebody text in, you can write down to write an anonymous letter to the boss.
I said that. Send in an anonymous email or something.
That's at least letting it know without openly stirring the pot, but letting it be known to the people who should be aware.
Yeah.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
So let's go to line two and talk to Anonymous in Parts Unknown. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm getting ready for work.
Okay. Me too.
Yeah.
I only put on my top at home, and then I get dressed when I get finished getting here.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, mornings like this, though, it's very difficult.
Yeah, a little chilly.
Yeah. So you're getting ready for work, and you hear this the All Advice Show. So what kind of problem you got? Or maybe a friend of yours has this problem. Who could it be?
Well, no, it's my little issue at work.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been hooking up with a guy that I work with. It's totally just a casual hookup because we work really closely together on a project in the office, and we hit it off, and it's really purely just casual sex. And this is like, I'm telling you, this is the first time that I've ever had like a real job with benefits. It's great money, and I don't want to screw it up because this hooking up at work is kind of frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is I know that this guy likes me a lot, like probably way more than I like him.
Oh, yeah, that tends to happen. I mean, it does, like the friends with benefits. And from what I see, well, I was about to say usually it's the guy who goes head over heels, but I've seen it both ways, actually, where the girl gets emotionally involved. And somebody usually does because... I mean, sex is a big part of a relationship, and if you flow there, you think, well, maybe let's see how we flow conversationally or maybe cohabitating or something like that. So
wait a minute. That's how you. Sex flow, and then let's talk to each other.
I'm saying when the church was saying sex, don't do sex before marriage. Is the divorce rate was crazy. And yeah. It's because people were – that is a huge part of a relationship. Now, it's not the foundation of it. But a lot of times if people are like, this sex is incredible, maybe we would work together as an actual relationship. Somebody usually ends up thinking that way.
That's backing into a relationship.
Big time, literally.
Yeah.
Back that thing up. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah, like, oh, man, this is great sex. Now let's see if we don't hate each other.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You. So how many times was this is this hookup happening? I mean, was it once a week? Was it every other day or just very, very casual?
It's casual. I mean, we've been on and off, I guess, for about 3 months now. Yeah. So probably, I don't know, give or take, like maybe 12 times.
Okay.
Been together.
All right. So that's about once a week then.
Four times a month. Yeah.
Okay.
About once a week for 3 months. Yeah.
Now I have to ask this too. May I ask your general age? It's just, I'll follow that up with another question.
No, sure. I'm 25.
You ever been married?
No.
Okay. No. It sounds like somebody who's never going to be married. I think she's comfortable living on her own, maybe.
I mean, one day I want to get married, but yeah. No, I want to live my life.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that you work very closely with. So.
I can't figure out how to break it off with him without creating a bunch of drama.
Mm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Does anybody else at work know? Like, is he...
At this point, he is really trying to date me. He won't let it go. He comes up to my cubicle constantly trying to talk to me. And I don't know what people know. I haven't said anything, but people know that he's definitely flirting with me. Definitely, it's obvious with the way that he acts around me.
Yeah.
I think everybody must think that he, at the very least, that he has a crush on me. But I need to break it off with him. I really do. I just don't think it's a good idea to date someone at work. And he's talking to me like he's actually my boyfriend.
Oh man.
Oh, okay.
And you got Valentine's Day coming up.
Oh, you don't want dozens of roses on your desk.
Oh boy. There's gonna be a trail from her car to her cubicle of roses.
Yeah.
No.
From his car to her cubicle.
Well yeah. It'd make sense, wouldn't it? How would he know where she's gonna park? Wow.
Oh no, I can't have that. I feel almost afraid that he would quit his job.
Oh, no.
Dang,
girlfriend, putting it on strong.
Boy.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, be doing something,
you know,
right.
just so that he could date me. I feel like that's how clingy and weird he is.
You should put that on your resume.
Oh, no.
You should put that on your resume that I am so good at what I do. A guy was going to quit his job to be with me.
So are you saying, like, you know, if you went and you talked to him, like, hey, I don't think we should be doing this because we work together, then he'd be like, oh, well, I'll go get a different job so we can keep doing this.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm projecting, but I'm just looking for the advice on how to not make this less dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really have no interest in dating him. And especially now that he's all clingy and weird, I'm just looking for the best advice.
Because have there been any exchange of photos of nudity?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I mean, I think he might have a picture saved somewhere, maybe on Snapchat, but no
so
nudity.
So, yes, there is then.
Well, maybe something.
Maybe something on Snapchat. Okay.
Maybe. Maybe. But there's no nudies.
Mm.
Okay. So, nothing. Okay. Maybe something tantalizing, but not naked.
Nudies. Okay. So,
yeah.
As we all come to a conclusion on this, if you have some advice for her, get your own thing. Again, 1-800-774-0093. Who initiated this at the beginning? Who started the... Because eventually somebody has to... I don't know how you broach the subject. How do you say, hey, you want to hook up? Like, how does one say that to somebody?
Know.
Like, how do you say, hey, look, I think you're hot. I don't want to date you. But I am into having sex. People don't say DTF anymore. What's the thing you put out there?
I don't know.
Is it? It used to be on Snapchat. It was the puppy face with the tongue sticking out. Was
yeah.
It was always the same.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's all foreign to me.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you know, we like I said, we work closely together on a project in the office. And, you know, one day early on, we went out after work, after our work hours, to discuss our project even further. And we went out for drinks and, you know, everything could just kind of escalated from there. But, you know, I just don't want to be seen or known as the office slut or anything. I don't want anybody getting in trouble. I don't want to ruin anybody's reputation.
Yeah.
I just would like a nice clean break, and I would like to move on. So how in the heck do I do that with a guy like this?
And we don't think that when he says, hey, you, what are you doing this evening, or, you know, this and that, you don't think constant, you know, if you say, oh, I'm busy, he won't take the hint. You have to literally say to him, hey, I have to be career minded. I have to put my job first, kind of thing. I mean, who knows how he's going to take that?
Yeah, that's the problem with a casual hookup, is somebody always winds up wanting more than that.
I've often
tried
to get.
Don't do this.
I don't believe in interwork relationships. I've often tried to get Paige fired so that she and I could finally date, but I thought more of the show than to do that.
Yeah.
Paige, how does a woman feel about this?
I know, but you know, and I'm asking you guys how you're going to feel after she says, "Look, I'm not into you, so we can't date anymore. It didn't work out." Are you going
to
want
to
work
I'd rather
with her?
She straight up tell me that than to keep saying, oh, I'm busy. Like, I'm the guy who has to be told probably 3 or 4 times I'm busy before I get it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Here's your P1 pick of the day from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Well, I was not seduced by an older woman, nor was an older woman trying to seduce me. But, man, I walked in on something I wish I hadn't.
I'm trying to get. Is it something this morning?
No, not this morning. This was.
Because that was me. If that was you,
this is over the weekend.
No, it was somebody that walked in, stood there for a minute, took a deep breath, and walked right back out.
That happens. Yeah, this is over the weekend.
Over the weekend.
Yep. For this is the person's anonymity and for my own well being, I won't say where this was, but it was a place that has. We'll say unisex bathrooms, as in there's 2 bathrooms, but not a men's room or a women's room. You just go in whichever one's free, whichever one's available. With the door ain't locked, you go on in, right?
Yeah.
So I was trying to do that. Door wasn't locked, so I walk in and talking about.
There's a lady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Older. Like 70s, probably. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not scowling too bad.
Yeah, like a 73-year-old biker lady.
Oh, no.
Oh, Coug. Were you at Ma's Roadhouse?
I don't know.
No, but we'll be at Harley of Greenville this coming Saturday from 1 until 3 for another Rise Guys craft beer tasting.
Yes, we will.
Harley of Greenville.
So,
I'd love her to come out there and love to meet her.
Sure. I don't think they listen, probably. Didn't seem to know who I was, thankfully. So I opened the door, and she's standing in front of the commode.
Mm-hmm.
With her pants around her ankles. And
she have a wizinator?
She was
finishing up,
facing,
doing the paperwork.
Not facing it, back to it.
Yeah.
Standing there. I don't know what she was doing. I mean, she just seemed to be standing there.
Oh, God.
Like she might have been, you know, done and about to pull the pants back up or something.
Oh, my God.
When I walked in, she just had all the...
Yeah.
She was completely bare from the waist down.
Like a big grizzly bear? Like very hairy, or what do you mean?
No, just nude from the waist down. Naked.
B-A-R-E.
Naked from the waist down.
She didn't wave at you from between the legs, like with her face hanging down?
No. No.
Hang on, sir. I'm...
Hey.
And I saw everything, though.
Oh, man. Startled.
I'm sorry.
I saw everything there was to see, man. It was...
That's what happens when you get them unicycle bathrooms. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, this
unisex,
is...
Excuse me.
I've said for years, I don't have a problem with unisex bathrooms. Well, I do if you don't lock the door, apparently.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Apparently, then I have a problem with them sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta wonder that. Yeah, that's a great point. Because, that's just awkward. tagging a lady into the bathroom and you just left. You know what I mean? You know, like, all right, you're in. Like, you walk out and there's a line there. Oh, yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, you walk out and there's a line there and, like, you just did something bad.
Wait a minute. Let me run back in here. See if I got a match.
You just saw something bad.
Oh, boy.
Blow the place up.
So what you do? Say, go in, close the door behind you, come on in?
It wasn't that long an exchange. She didn't really say anything. She just looked startled, and I'm pretty sure I turned, like, white.
She didn't talk to you like Ace Ventura?
No. Again, she wasn't bent over. Often. She was standing upright, facing me.
Let me ask you a question, man.
Where's the paper?
She asked me if I had some banaca.
Yeah. Oh, my kiss.
Did you just, like, I imagine, like, okay, she's like doing her deal or whatever, and then all of a sudden the door opens and she looks up, you know, like eyes at the same time.
Startled.
Then she just like, what'd you do? Close the door immediately, or she finish up, or what happened?
Oh, yeah, I just
hand me my beer.
I opened the door and she looked at me and she was very startled, and I looked at her and I was just as startled, and she turned red and I turned white.
How about some privacy, Junior?
Oh, we smoking here?
You're going to be here in long.
And then,
can you change diapers in that bathroom? Is it like a family restroom?
Do whatever you want in there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Lucky for her.
Yeah, then I closed the door back. Uh-huh. And before I closed the door, I'm sorry. And I closed the door and I ran away.
But you should apologize. She didn't lock the door.
Well, I know, but I was apologizing myself.
Oh, my gosh.
You're apologizing to your eyes.
I was apologizing to myself.
Sorry, eyeballs. You're going to get cataracts eventually, but I'm sorry.
So I apologized and closed the door, and then I ran away and avoided her the rest of the time I was there.
Oh, my gosh.
What if you left it open and just ran out of instinct?
Because you'd be rude.
Oh, I left you a growler, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, the door kind of closes itself. Really? I might not even have closed it. I might have just run away.
Out of
horror. Growler, more like a stinger.
Like, I'm talking about I ran outside. I ran out the back door.
Running down the road.
My place completely. Oh, my gosh. That happened to me at a restaurant. I walked in on a woman doing the exact same thing. But the awkward thing about that is she sat across the room and gave me dirty looks for the rest of the night. And it was really uncomfortable.
Why did she give you dirty looks?
I don't know. I felt like she was. I thought she was looking at me going, I know what you saw. I know what you did.
But when you...
I thought you were going to say you were the one it happened to. Like, you were the one standing up.
No, I walked in on her. Pooping.
Can I get a minute?
Very uncomfortable.
Passing judgment. You don't know that's what she was doing.
Well, I smelt it. I knew what she was doing.
Passing something.
Then I went back to eat my dinner with my family, and I was kind of like hiding myself, thinking...
I saw this particular woman go to the bathroom again later on that night.
No,
Jesus. I saw her walking that way, but when she went again later on, her husband or boyfriend or whoever, you know, the gentleman with her was, stood guard outside the door from then on.
I bet.
You're not getting to peek this time.
I know. It's like, great. I'm a pervert, apparently, because you didn't lock the door. I didn't want that. I didn't want that any more than you did.
What do you do when, like, this isn't recent, but maybe I don't even know if I ever mentioned it on the air, but it's back over, well, toward the end of the fall, actually, or end of summer, rather. What do you do when you're in a public restroom, in a stall, and somebody comes and shakes the handle, and then they, like, shake it through for it? Like, do you say something?
Yeah, I say I'm taking a blank.
Well, I mean, like, that happened to me, and I was kind of like, I didn't say anything. But I put moved my feet around so they know somebody was in there and didn't lock it and crawl under. I don't know why you'd do that.
If you're, you know, occupying the place for a minute and they won't leave.
They
won't leave the door alone. Yeah, I'll start cussing. But I'll be done when I'm done. Give me a minute.
Do you say anything when you jiggle the handle trying to get in?
No, I just assume. I mean, if I go to open it, I always kind of tilt my head a little bit like a curious dog, and I try to see if I see any feet.
Yeah.
I'll say, hey, man,
it's hard to because his don't touch the floor.
Like, if I'm out in public, I'll be like, I really got to use it. Like, I got to go blank.
Yeah.
And somebody else apparently had to, too. That's why they're in there. It's not like they went in and did their thing and then crawled out underneath the door and left it locked on you. They're in there.
I should have told them who I am. Maybe I can get
this
in
there. This is Fat Boy, by the way. You ever shared a bathroom with a somewhat celebrity?
I'd never let Fat Boy go ahead of me because he's going to have to take all his stuff off and fold it up neatly.
Yeah, but who was it the other day? It was Fat Boy 9. I can't remember the configuration, but somebody went to the bathroom and the other person was walking out and the seat was still warm.
I was first.
Oh, yeah, we tag
that
out
is
sometimes.
So, ooh-wee, man. I would be like, I dream a genie hovering over that toilet.
I walked
I
in.
I wouldn't be able to sit on it all the way.
And then I heard him.
The toilet seat.
I heard cues to let me know he was wrapping up. I'm like, are you coming out? He's like, let me tag in. But yesterday morning, somebody asked me, are you going to, you know, do that? I'm like, yeah. He goes, I'll go downstairs.
Well, that was like, mighty wide of him.
Is it that bad?
My Lord.
Thank you.
You took offense to it, Fat Boy? You took offense to them? Well, I'll go downstairs. You took offense to that. Yeah. Maybe they just didn't want somebody right on the other side of the little divider wall with them.
Well, I was going first, and I was going to get the big one.
Yeah.
I think this person wanted the big one.
Maybe that's why they went downstairs there.
Because the other one is like, you know, pretty much you sit on the ground Native American style and then do your business.
Yeah. Yeah, I go in there and just I meditate in there.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I'm just sitting on the ground burning incense.
It's really low. It's almost like a hole in the floor.
Really, it is. That's the way they do it in India, you know.
Yeah, a lot of places do it like that.
I got the lights went out on me this morning because I was in there too long.
Good Lord. You stayed in there, the sensor
went
off?
Dude, yeah.
Hey, but I thought body heat it fills off of that.
I'm sitting
you
here
waving
waiting.
Around?
Yeah, I was waving my arms around. It didn't matter. So I had to get up and then open the door and then run back in before somebody came in the door.
Did you get scared?
I go naked.
Oh, God. Could you imagine if you walked in there and the lights came on and
I know.
Startled naked Fat Boy.
That's why I had to hurry.
Killing me.
I had to crack the door and then run back.
Then what do you guys, Matt or Fat Boy, what do you two have a kid crawl under the stall where you were in a stall somewhere?
Yes, Fat Boy.
I was at Disney Springs and the kid's crawling just... Okay, the first time he made a pass, he's crawling through because it was a big gap.
Yeah.
And I'm like kind of covering up. The second time he came back because his parents let him play in the bathroom, he just watched me like sit there.
That's bizarre.
Like, oh, man, I'm going to be on live PD or something. You got to go, kid.
Dad, I just watched Goofy take a dump. Imagine that. That's crazy.
That's something that seems to, like, see stuff about that on the internet from time to time. That seems to happen way more often than it should, that some kid crawls up under a bathroom stall and just... is standing there while the stranger's just doing their thing, and you know it's weird, man.
He's probably got a hair lip now.
That book away. I really would. What a story, Jimmy. Do a whole chapter on that in the book. That was something else.
I'll do my best, man.
I just want to call up and say this. Your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.